here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 24th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of Steve Jobs, born San Francisco, 1955, dropped out of college after a semester, went to India looking for spiritual enlightenment, returned a devout Buddhist, experimented with LSD, got a job with a video game maker, designed circuit board for one of their games, and co-founded Apple Computers. And in a commercial during the Super Bowl, January 1984, he unveiled the Macintosh, the first small computer to catch on with the public. It used a graphical user interface, or GUI, GUI, instead of text-based interfaces. With a graphical user interface, people could just click on icons instead of typing in hard-to-remember precise text commands. Steve Jobs, who said his goal in computers was to create a bicycle for the mind. The graphical user interface revolutionized computers. It's what's on almost all computers today, and also on a lot of fancy vending machines and airport check-in kiosks, and also the iPod, another of Apple's very successful products. It's the birthday of a woman called the most famous feminist philosopher in the United States, one of the superstars of 90s academia, Judith Butler, born in Cleveland, 1956, best known for a book called Gender Trouble, Feminism and the Subversion of Identity, which is used in gender studies classes all over the world and helped provide the foundation for the academic discipline of queer theory. She teaches rhetoric and comparative literature at Berkeley. Her work is known for its very dense sentences about the contingent possibility of structure inaugurating a renewed conception of hegemony bound up with contingent sites and strategies of the rearticulation of power. But she's also written sentences like, "Let's face it, we're undone by each other, and if we're not, we're missing something." And also the sentence, "I think that every sexual position is fundamentally comic." And it's the birthday of Wilhelm Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who with his older brother Jakob published Grimm's Fairy Tales, a collection of folklore collected from peasants. One of his best field workers was a pretty young woman named Dorothea Wilde, and she and Wilhelm were married. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dunn, Long Term. On this they were in agreement. Everything that can happen between two people happens after a while, or has been thought about so hard, there's almost no difference between desire and deed. Each day they stayed together, therefore, was a day of forgiveness, tacit, no reason to say the words. It was easy to forgive, so much harder to be forgiven. The forgiven had to agree to eat dust in the house of the noble, and both knew this couldn't go on for long. The forgiven would need to rise. The forgiver need to remember the cruelty in being correct, which is why, except in crises, they spoke about the garden, what happened at work, the little ailments and aches their familiar bodies separately felt. A poem by Stephen Dunn, Long Term, from his new and selected poems, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.